Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos with lesson number 8, in which we will learn the second and third Mishnayos of the third Perek. These two Mishnayos simply continue the theme of the previous Mishnah, in which we learned that if a person makes a Shavua, quote, I'm not going to eat today, and then he eats and he drinks, he's only chayav once. However, if he makes a shvua, I'm not going to eat today, I'm not going to drink today, then he's chayav for what he eats, the sandwich, and also for what he drinks, the coffee. Mishnah Bey says, shvua shelo ochal. Suppose a person says, I swear I'm not going to eat today. And v'ochal paschitin, he has some wheat bread for lunch. Upas odin, then he has some barley bread for a snack. Upas kusmin, and toward the end of the day he eats some bread from spelt. Einu chai velo achas. He made a shvua, he's not going to eat. So the fact that he ate three different things doesn't mean anything. There's one shvua which he violated three times, but it's only one shvua that he violated. However, suppose a person makes a shvua and says, now I'm not going to eat, period. But rather, I'm not going to eat paschitin. I'm not going to eat pasodin. I'm not going to eat paskusmin. Or even if he says in one statement, I'm not going to eat paschitin and pasoiren u paskusmin. But he spelled out three different things. Pas, pas, pas. Then, if he ate all three, yochal, he ate a little bit of paschitin, a little bit of pasoiren, a little bit of paskusmin, he's mechuyav three karbonos, chayav al kol, achas va'achas. Mishnah Gimel continues with a similar theme. Shvua shelo eshte. Person makes a shvua, I'm not going to drink. Period. V'shosa mashken harbe. He drank soda, he drank coffee, he drank wine, he drank borscht. He drank a lot of things. Eina chayav elachas. He's only chayav once because there was only one shvua, and that shvua included every drink under the sun. However, if he spells out and says, Shvua shelo eshta yayin, I'm not going to drink wine, v'shemen, nor oil, udvash, nor honey, v'shosa, and he drank some yayin, and some dvash, and some shemen, chayev ol kalachas v'achas, he's mechuyo for each of the three. Gemara explains this last case as a situation when a person's chaver, a person's friend, was really annoying him and saying, come and drink with me, come and drink with me. I want to serve you my best wine. I got such great oil and also honey. Come, I want you to drink the wine, the oil, and the honey. And the person, just to get him off its back, kind of says, I swear I'm not going to eat wine and oil and honey. In such a case, we can't assume that he explicitly listed yayin and shemen and dvash in order to be mutar for in other drinks. Because since his friend only invited him to drink yayin, shemen, and dvash, he could have just said, I swear I'm not going to drink, period. He didn't have to say, I'm not going to drink wine, shemen, and dvash. Since he said that, that means that he is swearing not to drink anything, and if he drinks yayin and shemen and dvash, he's chayav for each one because it's as if he made three shvuos. You want me to come and drink with you wine and oil and dvash? I hereby swear I'm not going to drink wine and oil and dvash. And then if he drinks the wine, he's chayav once, drinks the shemen, chayav again, drinks the dvash, chayav a third time. B'shogeg, of course, korban olah v'yoreid, b'mezid, three malkasim, three sets of lashings. And so we have completed the third Mishnah in the third Perek of Maseches Shavuos, and with it have completed lesson number 8.